joined now by three members of the Twin Cedars girls basketball team, Riley Duncan, Cheyenne Bruns, and Chloe Swank. Ladies, good to talk to you once again. And Riley, I'll start with you this week, a 2-1 week. You know, how's things going with the team and, you know, this season so far?
I know it's going pretty good. We definitely improved a lot from last year, and we're improving throughout the season. You know, we came back last night in the fourth quarter, and, you know, that would have been something that we would have never been able to do last year. But, you know, this year we've put the work in, and we're starting to improve.
And speaking of putting the work in, Cheyenne, you have raised your average points. I was looking at that yesterday by almost three times, and you really raised every other statistic as well. What has been working for you this year as far as how you've been doing and how you've been playing?
I'm playing like I did last year. I just think I'm putting more confidence into the shooting than I have before.
And Chloe, as the one of the seniors on the team, what kind of things are you expected to show leadership and everything?
As one of the seniors, I'm supposed to like keep the team going, you know, keep everybody upbeat, don't let anyone hang their heads, you know, because I mean, you only get one chance your high school season, so might as well make the best of it while you can.
And for all three of you, your one chance, I mean, you know, let's face it, this year has been so different from every other year. You know, I'm sure all of you are just thankful you're out there playing and, you know, wearing a Twin Cedars uniform.
Yeah, we enjoy that a lot. And, you know, we go out there every day playing hard because, you know, we never know when that could be the COVID thing could mess our season up. But we want to keep playing.
And Cheyenne, you got to run cross country, had a little success in that as well this year. What kind of things are, you know, you thankful for being out there, for running, and, you know, everything that has happened this year?
I don't really know. I was just running like I did last year and playing like I did this year. I don't even know what, like, happened for me to, like, improve.
And Chloe, I know this year, you know, you were playing volleyball this year. So what kind of things are, you know, have you looked on this year as like, hey, you know, even though we're in a pandemic, I'm still playing some sports here?
Well, I've played all the sports since seventh grade, since I could, and there's no way I'm going to let anything ruin that now. So I'm just going to keep going.
As we look forward, you know, to this season, Riley, you know, what kind of things does this team want to accomplish this year from between now and the end of the season?
You know, one of our big goals is we want to win the conference. You know, that's something we haven't really did in a long time, and that would feel really good to us and if we did that and could accomplish that.
And Cheyenne, I know, you know, team looks to be a little more competitive. I know Coach Varvis says, hey, let's finish top half of the conference. Let's have a little bit of a run in the Bluegrass Conference. Is that kind of a goal for everybody this year?
Yeah, it's a big goal for everybody because if we do that, then it's showing every other team what we're capable of and how we can, like, play aggressively.
Chloe, as you said, your last chance. How motivated are you to make this, you know, your best season?
Oh, I want this to be the best season I've ever had. I mean, it's my senior year, so I'm trying to make the best of it while I can.
Let's, talk about some of your other activities. Riley, we all know how good of a cross-country runner you are, made state. I see your picture out there in the lobby. What's that like? I know you're not that kind of a person that, you know, likes to, you know, look at me, but is that kind of cool to kind of see, the recognition that you're getting?
Yeah, it's cool. One of my biggest things is I get to be up there in the picture, and I got to compete at state wearing a Twin Cedars jersey, and I appreciate that a lot.
And I know, Cheyenne, what are your other activities here? You got cross-country, basketball. What else are you involved in?
I do track.
Now, you lost your track season last year. How are you pretty motivated to get back out there and, this spring and hopefully have a track season?
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe it will get ruined again. I don't know.
Let's hope not. And Chloe, I know you and Riley, I believe Cheyenne playing softball this year. You're not, okay. But Chloe, on the softball team, boy, there's some expectations this summer, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we're going to make this the three times undefeated conference champ. So.
As we wrap this up, ladies, what kind of things are you looking forward to most this basketball season? Let's go right down the line, and each of you answer as you wish.
You know, one of our big things is just to improve. We're still a pretty young team, and we got a good group of girls out there, and we want to just improve every day and, you know, improve our record and show everyone that we can be good in basketball.
Bringing the team together, getting everyone to, like, come together and be friends, put our energy up, and put other teams on the line, saying that we can do this and you didn't think we could.
make it as far as we can, and for the younger girls that still have more years, for them to improve, to get it to be the best they can, and to make it farther than we have before.
All right, Twin Cedars girls basketball players, Riley Duncan, Cheyenne Bruns, and Chloe Swank. Thanks a lot.